Tonight, you're going to make a memory that will last a lifetime. That memory could be of you standing in a roaring crowd, helping your team defend home ice. Or that memory could be of you watching the game at home, while your spouse clips her toenails, and your son practices the saxophone, and your daughter makes a smoothie. Get your tickets on StubHub. Your ticket out.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. This is Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Hi, welcome to your Friday. It's 11 degrees now. We're going to get some rain later on today. Lots going on. Leafs lose 3-2 in Minnesota yesterday. Another come-from-behind loss for the Toronto Maple Leafs, so we'll get to that coming up a little later on in the program. Elliot Friedman joining us to discuss those Toronto Maple Leafs in a conversation we were having this morning amongst ourselves and with Gord Stellick, host of Leaf Nation pre- and post-game. The most boring team in the NHL. It's got to be the Minnesota Wild. The most exciting team in the NHL?
Montreal Canadiens.
Ugh, right.
Cabs suck.
Oilers, who won again yesterday. Ooh. Connor McDavid with a goal. Are they the most exciting team in the NHL right now?
They're there. The Jets look exciting now with Line A and Ehlers.
Gregorius. Yeah.
Thank you.
Liner.
There's just so many. Yeah.
Leafs look pretty good.
I was combining Line A and Ehlers there.
Leafs look exciting to watch. Absolutely. Like they can win at any moment. Like it's not like any task is too big, with the exception of protecting a lead in the third period. So there's two sides of it. The worst, like the most boring teams in the NHL, you'd have to throw Columbus in there, and then you'd have to throw, you know, teams like the Buffalo Sabres in there too.
No.
Ottawa Senators are boring.
Ottawa Senators are
Carolina
boring.
Carolina Panthers are boring. Or Carolina Hurricanes, pardon me.
And the Florida Panthers.
And the Florida Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, but the Panthers have some exciting young players. Barkov, Bukestad.
Yeah, things are changing. For some of the traditionally boring teams, there is some positivity now. You know, sucking for years, eventually you get some young talent on many of these teams.
You know, it's been interesting, too, when you look at some of the teams that have been more palatable or easier to watch because the brand of hockey is more fun. You might be expecting a win. You might even be getting wins. And, I I've used the Oilers already. But the Oilers are exciting to watch. The wave and the difference of these, you know, perennial doormats in the NHL seems to really be shifting, which is nice to see, right? Because you want teams, specifically Canadian teams, and the Canadian teams, by and large, look pretty good. The Jets looked pretty good the other day. I think the Vancouver Canucks, what did they win, their third or fourth in a row yesterday as well?
They're now 4-0, and they were supposed to be terrible.
They look good. The Calgary Flames don't. Oilers look terrific. Toronto's shown signs of, hey, listen, there might be some hope that you can work with here. The Montreal Canadiens look good. They won again last night. Carey Price looked awesome.
We were talking about boring teams because the Leafs were in Minnesota. That's why we are talking about it today. Because just for years, since that franchise has been around since the late 90s, they just always have felt boring, whether they're good or not. You know who we haven't mentioned, we should, the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, it's a boring
team.
That
is a boring franchise.
You talk about how that's a good thing that these teams are starting to get good. I don't think it is for the league. Parity sucks. It's terrible for the NHL.
Really?
It absolutely does. It's the worst.
But it's not like the NBA. You know, you look at the NBA and there's zero parity in the NBA. You got two teams. And we said yesterday, it's a two-team league. Would you want the NHL to be a two-team league?
But the NBA does a good job of selling its stars. The NHL doesn't. And it's not good for the NHL.
It's because the NHL isn't as widely regarded. It's not as widely consumed as any other major professional sport in North America.
The league's better if the original six teams are the best teams. And they should be.
I think the league's better. You know what I think? And I don't think you're wrong to some extent. But I think even more importantly, I think the league's a better league. And I think it's a more profitable league when the Canadian teams are better.
Yeah, and especially the Maple Leafs. We've seen ratings have struggled because the Leafs have been terrible.
And there's another example. Hockey's better as a whole if the Leafs are a good team. Just the way it is. It's not better if the Jackets are a playoff team.
No, I completely disagree. Completely agree. I think I disagree. I think the Jackets, if they have a great season, the NHL will have a great season.
All right, you're right.
Just kidding, sort of.
Yeah, I know.
The cash register.
7:07, and lots to get to, including Elliot Friedman this hour as well. A chance to go to the World Series. We'll do that a little later on this morning as well. We've got also a chance to win some tickets to go and see the Toronto Maple Leafs play some puck. That'll be a little closer to 8 o'clock right now. It is time for an update. Here's George. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean, and it's brought to you by Niagara Falls View Casino. The Maple Leafs played the middle game of their three-game roadie in Minnesota last night against the Wild, where Jonas Enroth made his debut in net for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Enroth had to make only 5 saves in a scoreless first period. The second period is where the Leafs would strike first from an unlikely source.
Now to Marner going wide back, and what a play! And the backhand shot was stopped by Dubnyk, but what a play by Mitch Marner at the blue line. Gardner to the far side. Polak shot. Scores!
Yeah, Joe Bowen with the goal right here on Sportsnet. 590 the fan. Roman Polak's first at the 9:13 mark from Gardner, and Komarov gave the Leafs the 1-0 lead. That lead lasted, 56 seconds.
4 straight times the Leafs have scored the opening goal of the hockey game. A lead pass, and on goal, a score, a shot, scores! Eric Staal!
Yeah, Eric Staal plays for the Wild now. 1-1 on a breakaway. The Maple Leafs would go on the power play late in the second period and cashed in, thanks to the NHL's leading goal scorer.
Here's Matthews turning, shooting, pad save, rebound, whacked at the net, still free, another shot, scores! Austin Matthews, his 5th goal of the season, and the Maple Leafs have regained the lead.
Yeah, 2-1 Toronto, thanks to Matthews on the power play from Nylander and Kadri, with about 4.5 minutes to go in the second period. Hey, did you guys know that Austin Matthews was born in San Ramon, California? You know who else was born in San Ramon, California?
No.
San Jose Earthquakes goalkeeper David Bingham?
I think it's Bingham. I don't think it's Bingham.
Whatever. He's having a good season in San Jose, though.
And I don't even know that guy, but I'm just judging by how you say Bingham. You don't think you say Bingham.
Why not?
I like Bingham
this
more.
Sounds ridiculous. Bingham?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Hey, he started all 34 games for San Jose, and he has 7 clean sheets this year.
So awesome. Get back to it, please. I want to get to the Blue Jays, so hurry up.
All right. The Maple Leafs had a 2-1 lead into the third period where things melted down again.
Niederreiter having some difficulties on the boards. Poke free. Holland couldn't come up with it. Brought to center ice now by Dalpe. Dalpe in on the right side, going wide. A shot scores!
Yeah, more bad news for the Leafs, this time from Eric Staal.
Puck at the side of the net, still free. Trying to center front, they score! Eric Staal, I believe, comes out of the corner. It's 3-2.
Yeah, they're playing the Prince there in the background, too, in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's because he died, right? He's dead? And they play like Prince songs for every single time they score a goal now this year. That's what they do.
That's nice. That's
paying
fitting.
Homage to...
That's not boring.
That's no. not boring. You're right. That's not boring.
He's dead.
Well, death's not boring. It's tragic.
Sometimes exciting.
I guess. Oh, I am putting up a poll question. In honor of the Minnesota Wild, who is the most boring NHL franchise? Minnesota, Ottawa, New Jersey, and you guys picked the 4th. I've got it down.
Columbus.
I've got it.
Columbus.
It's got to be Columbus.
You think they're boring, aren't
yeah.
they? I think they're a tire fire.
Oh, no, ultra boring. Oh. Ultra boring. They perennially are a doormat.
Okay, I'll put Columbus, Nashville, or Carolina. You think Columbus is
Columbus.
The best?
The only thing I like about Columbus is they fire that cannon when they score.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the most interesting
and their
thing
third
about
jerseys
the franchise.
Are pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like their third jerseys. I don't like their jerseys in general, but I like their thirds. I think they're good. Their alternate jerseys are cool.
There you go. Columbus is on that list.
Okay. Yep.
Leafs lose and blow another third period lead 3-2 to the Wild. Jonas Enroth made 24 saves in a losing effort for his Maple Leafs debut. Here's head coach Mike Babcock breaking down another loss for his team.
I didn't think we got on our heels at all tonight, though. I didn't think it was like the other night. In the end, they shot in our net and we didn't shoot it in theirs.
There you go. The Leafs finish off their road trip tomorrow night in Chicago against the Blackhawks. You can watch that at 7 o'clock on the CBC or, of course, Rogers Game Center Live. All right, we're still a few hours removed from the Blue Jays season. The postmortem continued yesterday with manager John Gibbons on the Jeff Blair Show, and he was talking about, hey, this is kind of some things the Blue Jays need, especially with a little bit of speed.
Yeah, I think maybe in a little bit more team speed, I think we would go a long way. I mean, we weren't a fast team, you know, but that kind of goes, a lot of times goes hand in hand with slugging type teams.
And the thing the Blue Jays obviously need, and they always need, a lefty bat.
I think a balance would do wonders for this team. You know, a couple of good, solid left-handed hitters to, I think, you know, make it tougher on the opposition.
The television voice of the Blue Jays, Buck Martinez, was on Primetime Sports last night, and he was talking about Jose Bautista and what his future holds with the Blue Jays.
He had another really productive year. But, you know, are you going to put that money into him as a free agent at 36 years old? I think you can make him a qualifying offer, and I think there are teams that will sign Jose Bautista.
So, now, that's an interesting one, because we had Buck on to start the season, if you remember, in spring training. Buck Martinez, the man, the hair, the legend. And he said, you cannot operate this team at full squat without both of those guys. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays are the Toronto Blue Jays because of Jose Bautista and because of Edwin Encarnacion. Now, you fast forward to the end of the season and you look at the tape and you realize who was productive. And Jose was sort of productive when he wasn't hurt, but had maybe one of the worst free agent seasons of any guy who probably could have commanded, you know, $100+ million over the next 4 or 5 years of his career. Right. My, how the narrative has changed, because nowhere in that conversation did you hear him say, yeah, you know, it would be really great if the Toronto Blue Jays could bring him back on like a 3-year deal. He's worth it. He's part of the fabric of this city. People identify him as a Blue Jay for life. You know, he was here during the crap times. Like, none of that stuff. You know, he's only a year removed from hitting 40-plus home runs and 110 or 112 RBI. He's a team leader. He's the face of the... Nothing.
Yeah.
What he said was, you qualify him for the draft pick, then someone's going to sign him. And it's fascinating how that year has changed. And even from spring training, and I've gone over this, I don't need to go over it again, from the bluster and the demands at the start of the season to where, and everybody was on board. I mean, there was a public outcry of people that said, why aren't you signing this guy? Give him whatever he wants. Don't you remember the bat flip? But it's all, what have you done for me lately? And I think a lot of people have come around to, we can live without Jose in a Toronto Blue Jay uniform. And the other part is, I think management has as well. But have they with Edwin? And I think, you know, the success that either one of those guys had on polar opposite ends of the scale has dictated how we feel about both of them being Toronto Blue Jays next year or in years to come.
I think everybody's kind of tired of his act, maybe. And that's why they're not really sad to see him go. I think a lot of people want to see Edwin stay, too, because apparently he's a good dude in the clubhouse. And Edwin keeps it quiet, too. Obviously, there's a language barrier. Edwin doesn't like to be on the television camera with his English. But he's a quiet guy, seems like a good dude. Jose's outspoken. We like that in this business because it gives us something to talk about.
Oh, for sure. Well, but maybe, we talked in that series against the Cleveland Indians in the American League Championship Series. We talked very little about baseball. We talked more about Jose Bautista's comments, not once but twice.
But maybe it's time.
Circumstances.
But yes. Maybe it's time for him to move on.
Well, let's not get it twisted here. If he was performing like he has been,
yep,
we'd all be fine with the act, right? You know, we wouldn't be just talking, is everybody tired of Jose Bautista? Well, you would want him back if he had a season like he usually does, like Edwin did, then it'd be a major story. So, but now with two seasons ending where you're kind of questioning the strategy of the Jays offense and their swing and miss, you know, approach, a lot of people are kind of fine with Jose Bautista being out the door and having a different type of player in his spot, I think, right? And, I mean, John Gibbons, as you said, he mentions speed and more balance. I think everybody wants Edwin back because he performed great, and you still need some power in that lineup. Now, where else do they
and
go?
And he doesn't have an act that you get sick of. He doesn't have that side of him that's annoying, and he doesn't overstay his welcome verbally, right?
I just think that's overrated. If he was performing well, that's a non-conversation. It just does. We don't like it because you talk smack and then you don't back it up, and like, who likes that? So it's funny. So they want to get more speed on the base paths. I wonder where they're going to get that. Like, could we see Upton starting next year for this team and running a bit more? Like, Rajay Davis is a name out there. He'll be a free agent. It's funny how, remember last year, who was the starting center fielder? It was Dalton Pompey, who's fast. Like, are they kind of done with Dalton Pompey being an option now?
They didn't use him in any capacity other than a pinch runner this year.
Right. And he was hitting. He hit .270 in Buffalo, and his on base was middle of the road. It just feels like, you know, we forget how highly touted he was a little while ago, and he's still there in your organization. Does he even become an option? What do Shapiro and Atkins think of him? We don't know. It's going to be a really fascinating offseason to see what these guys do and how they fill the apparent holes on the roster.
Real quick, last night we had a game 5 of the NLCS between the Cubs and Dodgers in Los Angeles, and this one was all Cubbies.
The 0-1, and a swing and a high fly ball to deep center field. It is gone. Addison Russell.
Yeah, Addison Russell hit a tie-breaking jack. John Lester was terrific. Cubs all over the Dodgers, 8-4 to take a 3-2 lead in their NLCS series. The Cubs can punch their ticket to the World Series for the first time in 71 years tomorrow night with a win at Wrigley. You can watch Game 6 of the NLCS at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and on Sportsnet. Oh, no, you were pointing your finger.
I was just moving my hand.
All right.
Yeah.
Thursday night or last night, Aaron Rodgers set a franchise record for completions in a game with 39 of 56 as the Packers dumped the Bears 26-10. A-Rod had 326 and 3 touchdowns. And Carey Price made his return to the Habs lineup. The Habs beat up on the Coyotes 5-2. And the Raptors playing some preseason hoops tonight at 7 p.m. on Sportsnet 1. And Dean, the Ottawa Redblacks can clinch first place in the CFL's East Division and have a bye to the division championship game with a home win against the Tiger Cats tonight.
Awesome. 7:18 morning, 11 degrees right now, high today of 11. We're going to get rain pretty much all day long. This hour is brought to you by Jack Link's Hangry Moments. Don't be hangry. Reach for a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Put it in your mouth. Protein back, low calorie goodness. Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side. Pleasure to welcome to the program again, as we do every Friday, co-host of Sports Interactions Inside the Line, Sundays at 10 right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Steve Rapp. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you, Dean and George. How are you guys doing?
You know what? We're doing well. I'm really good because I put some cheese. I like to liken myself as a sharp, and the sharp money was on the Packers because it was the Bears, and the Bears may be the most futile organization in the NFL outside of the Cleveland Browns. And Aaron Rodgers looked like he was able to manage a whole lot better than he has in the past this season. And they win 26-10 yesterday, and they covered, which is great news. But the question I would have, is this a question of them just playing a terrible team, or do you think the Green Bay Packers can be believed in again?
Welcome to the Matt Barkley era in Chicago. If you were on Chicago taking anywhere from 7.5 to 9.5, where the line opened and where it ended up, you weren't happy to see Matt Barkley coming in. No, I'm not going to put the everything's okay in Green Bay tag on Aaron Rodgers and the boys after a beatdown of a bad Chicago team, who, don't forget, couldn't hold the lead against Jacksonville at home the week before. So you put yourself in the sharp category by going with Green Bay against a Chicago team in Lambeau, but I'm not sure if the moniker fits.
Steve, the biggest game of the week, well, it should have been if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't go with an injury, is the New England Patriots at the Steelers right now. The Patriots are 7-point favorites, and Pittsburgh plays terrific at home. Is this a spot where maybe, Big Ben's not there, but if they can run the ball with Le'Veon Bell and throw a couple passes to Antonio Brown, are the Steelers a good play plus the points at home here?
Absolutely, George. And my question would be, is Ben Roethlisberger, if anybody, worth 7 points in today's NFL? Because this game was the advanced line on this game was anywhere from, you know, pick 'em to Pittsburgh -1. We now see, you know, this number came out as New England is a 7-point favorite on the road. against, you know, a pretty good, tough Pittsburgh team, even with Landry Jones, a quarterback. And let's not forget that New England is not a very good road favorite. They're 2-7 of their last seven as a road favorite. 16-4, 6-14 the last 20 games as a road favorite, and consecutive covers on the road. They haven't done very much. 3-7 in the last 10 games. I think Pittsburgh is tough enough at home, and that's a lot of points, 7 points to give up to a pretty good home team in Pittsburgh.
Arizona-Seattle's interesting because Arizona really hasn't beaten anybody worth talking about. They took San Francisco and the Jets last week, and Carson Palmer still is Carson Palmer. And we watched, in Seattle as Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has really kind of bounced back. Better than you'd think he would with some of the injuries he's had. What do you make of this game? Would you take Seattle in this if it's Arizona plus the points?
Yeah, you know what? This is a very tough game, Dean, and you're right. Arizona hasn't beaten anybody. Teams with a 4-13 record, so they haven't really done anything that much. But listen, this is a huge game. They're a game and a half behind Seattle in the division. They're playing at home. They're a small 2-point favorite. Carson Palmer right now has, and the Arizona Cardinals have the fifth worst passing rating in the league after Drew Stratton played in there a bit. They're going to need better play from the quarterback position to beat a Seattle defense who did get run on a little bit last week. In the second half, especially Atlanta put up some numbers on them. I lean Arizona a little bit at home as a 2-point favorite, but it's definitely not going to one that's going to make my card on Sunday.
Steve, we got some early morning breakfast football from London, 9:30 kickoff. It's the Rams and Giants. Giants 2.5-point favorites. Do you take anything that the Rams got to go all the way from Los Angeles all the way to London?
Well, Los Angeles has had crazy travel this year. We talked about it at the beginning of the season, the kind of miles that they were going to put on them. But I'm just wondering, Jeff Fisher, your Mr. 500 coach
The
NFL, whether he's even told his team that he's going to be in London this week, because we know he can make some mistakes. You know, this game is a tough game as well. Giants laying 3 points in London against the Rams. The money has been going to the Giants. It opened 2.5. It's now 3. I kind of lean on the Giants here only because I do not like the coaching matchup. I do not like Jeff Fisher having to get his team prepared for a game very far away from home that he's going to get lost at.
Who do you like this week, Steve?
I like contrarian a little bit, Dean. I like Philadelphia because the whole world is on Minnesota here. The biggest public game of the week is Minnesota-Philadelphia. Public's on Minnesota. Sharp's on Philadelphia. I like them a little bit. Eagles' first trip home in a month. Last time they played at home, remember, they blasted Pittsburgh. Also going Jacksonville. Believe it or not, Oakland is Jacksonville's favored by one. Sharp's on Jacksonville. Public's on Oakland. I'm going to go with Jacksonville there. And you know what? I think 7 points is a lot for Kansas City against a New Orleans team visiting that, you know, New Orleans can put up some points. So I'm going to lean to New Orleans as that one, taking the 7 points over Kansas City.
Appreciate you doing this. We'll listen for you Sunday. Thanks, Steve. All the best.
Dean, if I could tell you something that Special Sports Interactions put up, they put up Calder Trophy odds. First book to put them up. Matthews minus $1.05 favorite. Patrick Laine plus +150. And then actually they like the Leafs. Nylander 8-1, Marner 10-1.
Thanks, Frith. Talk to you soon, Steve.
My pleasure.
Take care. Sports Interactions, Inside the Lines, co-host with George, Steve Rapp. Sundays at 10 right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hey, kids, don't forget you're listening for a code word and a chance to win your way to the World Series, courtesy of Miller Lite, the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. Tune into our show, Blair Show, Walker Show, plus Primetime Sports with Bob, your chance to win your way to the World Series. Code word. When you hear the code word, listen for the cue to call. Be the ninth person through. Give us the code. You could be on your way, qualified to be on your way to Game 4 of the World Series. Prize includes return airfare from Toronto, 2 nights accommodations, $500 U.S., and a pair of tickets to Game 4 of the World Series. Grand prize winner. It will be announced today. Today is your last chance. Today with Bob this afternoon. So get all the details, full contest rules, sportsnet.ca/590. Make sure you're listening for the code. Elliot Friedman, insider for the NHL and Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada, breaks down last night's come-from-behind loss, some exciting teams, some surprises so far, just a few games into the NHL season. Friedge is next. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
I'm waking.
7:32 in the morning. Welcome to your Friday. It's Dean Blundell and Company. 11 degrees. Rain today all day long. Not on Saturday or Sunday, but it's going to be cool. 8 and 10 degrees as we head into the weekend. Lots to get to. Elliot Friedman standing by. Friege is at the airport getting ready to go to the Heritage Classic in Winnipeg. Oilers, Jets this weekend. It's exciting.
Yeah.
An outdoor game. Wonder if the Bombers will let him use their locker room. Anyway. Friege standing by. Hold on for that. Also, if you heard the code word, now's your chance to call. Tell us the caller 9 if you tell us the name of the code word and you win your way to the World Series contest. Now is your chance. Want you to call us 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone. Give us the code word and you can find yourself qualified for a trip we will be drawing for today on Bob's program, Primetime Sports. To Game 4, an all-inclusive trip to Game 4 of the World Series, courtesy of Miller Lite, the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada. Win your way to the World Series, courtesy of Miller Lite. Call us now. Caller number 9 gets in. Freed standing by. Here's George with an update. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean, and it's brought to you by God Style, the menswear store. Auston Matthews scored on the power play. Jonas Enroth made his Maple Leafs debut in goal, but the Leafs blew another third-period lead and lost in Minnesota to the Wild. 3-2. Roman Polak got the other goal for the Maple Leafs to finish off their three-game road trip tomorrow night in Chicago against the Hawks. That's at 7 o'clock on the CBC and Rogers Game Center Live. Game 5 of the NLCS went down in Dodger Stadium last night. Cubs all over the Dodgers, 8-4. They now lead that series 3-2 and can punch their ticket to the World Series for the first time in 71 years tomorrow night at Wrigley at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and on Sportsnet. Aaron Rodgers threw for 3 touchdowns and 326 yards. Packers all over the Bears 26-10 in the Thursday nighter. The Raptors play some preseason hoops tonight against the Wizards. That's at 7 o'clock on Sportsnet 1. And the Habs beat the Coyotes 5-2 in Carey Price's first game back with Montreal since November. He had 27 saves.
Thank you, sir. It is 7:34. This hour is brought to you by, our next guest is brought to you by McAlpine, the NHL Insider. McAlpine, Ford, Lincoln, and Aurora, NHL Insider and Hockey Night in Canada contributor. Please welcome Elliot Friedman. Hi, Friedge. How are you?
Good morning. Can the Blue Jays enter that win a trip to the World Series contest?
Yeah, what a crap fest, huh, that series was between
terrible,
two teams?
Terrible. It was depressing. I was at the game on Monday, and when Miller came out of the bullpen, my seats are just past first base into the right field side. And when Miller came charging out of the bullpen, you should have seen all the people just getting up and leaving. They knew it was over when Miller came in.
Have you ever seen someone so dominant, and not just pitching or in a game, but an entire series, someone so feared in a baseball game when he comes in?
You know, I think Rivera at his peak was probably like that. He shut down games for years. And then, although I also remember Mike Messina in one of the books about, there's a great book called The Yankee Years by Tom Verducci, who's all over these baseball broadcasts now. And Mike Messina takes a real run at Rivera in it. He says that everybody says that Mariano Rivera is this great closer. Well, I don't have a World Series ring because he blew them in 2001 and 2004. And I mean, Messina was just, he could be one of the worst guys to deal with anyway, but I thought at his peak, Rivera's probably the closest to that.
Yeah, it was crazy to watch, and you just have to appreciate, the game of baseball and how hard it is to do what he does and get called on in any situation. So, good to see. And here's the thing we were talking about this morning. If it's the Cubs, they're up 3-2. They won last night 8-4 in Los Angeles. And if we know it's the Indians, it's Cubs Indians, where do your allegiances lie if you like baseball?
I'm a big Cubs fan. I have been for a long time. When I was a kid, Ryne Sandberg was one of my favorite players. So my allegiances are not very difficult to figure out. If they make the World Series, and don't forget, they were up 3-2 in 2004, and they lost very painfully to the Marlins. I think it was 2003.
It was Bartman, the Bartman ball.
yes, to the Marlins. So I will be cheering for them if they get there.
Oh, well, me too. It's going to be fun. Either way, something's going to give, right? You got a team that hasn't won a World Series in 108 years, another team that hasn't won in 68 years. And if you like history and sport, I mean, you know, this is going to be fun, and there will be some drama involved.
Yes, I have a buddy, though. He likes sports teams to feel pain, so he's somehow hoping they both lose.
Is his name Ryan Fabro?
No, Fabro and I are not friends.
Hey, listen, I know you're on your way to the Heritage Classic at Edmonton. I was just looking at the actual scene or what they're setting up at NHL.com. It looks really good. And both of these teams are young, kind of fun, upstart teams. Oilers win again yesterday. They're 4-1. McDavid with a goal and an assist, and the assist to Lucic was sick, drawing two defenders to him, feeding it across. Are we seeing a changing of the guard a little bit in the NHL and this sort of shift over to even the Canadian teams being more exciting?
You know, Dean, so last week, the first night of the season, you know, Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid, Matthews 4 points, McDavid 3 points. I worked that night with Darren and Doug, and you walked up at the end of the night and you said, wow, already what a different feeling than a year ago. I think the answer to your question is obviously yes. And, you know, I think on Wednesday night, Patrick Laine did a bit of don't forget about me with that hat trick against the Maple Leafs, because we were all talking Matthews. We're all talking McDavid. The debate is already starting. Like, how close is McDavid to being the best player in the league? I think that's a bit premature, but it's starting. And you look at these guys and you say they're all playing in Canada. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, one of our producers, Brian Spear, we have Toronto, Chicago tomorrow night, and he's saying to me, you know, in preparation for the show, how much of a comparison, you know, is there between Taves and Kane and Marner and Matthews? And I'm like, what? Like, don't you think that's a little bit soon? But I think it shows you how excited people are getting and what the possibilities are for the future.
And we've enjoyed it. We've appreciated it. You can go into a Leaf game now this year and not double down on the beers just to make it palatable, specifically if you do this job, right? You know, and a lot of people...
don't think of a second mortgage either.
Yeah, exactly. And so being that as it is and seeing the excitement that we've seen, they've held the lead and all three games that they've lost after 40 minutes. They've been outshot in the third period 9-1. I mean, there's growing pains involved with a young, exciting team, too. And is that why they're blowing these leads? Would you pin it on the goaltending or the defense? What do you attribute even last night's loss to the Minnesota Wild to the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Well, I think there's no question that the goaltending has not caught up with the rest of the group so far. I think every team has breakdowns. And you know, once in a while you need a save. And those guys, Anderson and Roth, have not been up to their capabilities so far. I think this is one situation where you can look at the way they've played, and yes, they've made mistakes. They're young and they will continue to make mistakes, but they have not gotten the saves at key times yet. I think you have to look at them and say, all right, you don't expect Anderson and Roth to be like it this year, but they're both, well, I mean, Enroth has barely played. I don't think it's fair to play a pin on him, but Anderson has simply not been up to his level yet. And I think it is fair to look at him and say, all right, let's sort this out. And you're hoping he's going to be better, and he should be better, because, you know, I think you can look at him and say he has not been what they expected him to be, and that's why their record isn't as good right now.
Elliot, did they take a gamble signing him to that big five-year deal?
No, they were going to have to do it. Whoever got him was doing that. He was getting close to unrestricted free agency. That was going to be the market for him. Ducks knew that when they traded him. The Maple Leafs knew that when they entered into contract discussions with him with Anaheim's permission. I think that was going to be the market value for Anderson. I think the biggest question you had to decide was whether or not he could do the job. And I think there were people in Anaheim who actually did think Anderson was a better goalie than Gibson. But when you look at Gibson's contract, it's just much more palatable from a team standpoint.
Carey Price made his return last night. Freed Montreal's 3-0-1, and they got some stellar fill-in from Al Montoya early. I know it's only four games. Are they for real this year?
You know, yeah, I think they are. I think Price single-handedly changes them. You know, we should probably give Price the Hart Trophy every year based on what we've learned about him the last 2 years.
When he's not there.
And when he's not there. Yeah. I think they're a lot better. The one thing I'm kind of getting tired of already is every day we're proclaiming a new winner of the Shea Weber PK Subban trade. Montreal, he plays really good in his opening game in Buffalo. The Canadians won the trade. The next night, Subban scores his first goal in his first shot. The Predators won the trade. Last night, Weber scores. The Canadians won the trade. I mean, I'm getting so sick of this already. I wish everybody would just move on and accept that it happened, and let's go.
Who won the trade?
Well, Weber scored last night, so Montreal quit.
There you go. Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about this. We had this Twitter poll question up, is who's the most boring team in the NHL, because we watched another Minnesota game, and I know Bruce Boudreau is going to make a difference to the excitement of hockey in Minnesota. And I know, you know, regionally they're probably loved in that city, and they draw really well. But if you ask me, if you said, Dean, you get a hockey game to watch of two teams you never want to watch, like we have to force you to watch it, it would be Minnesota, it would be Columbus. So I was we got a Twitter poll on the whole thing. Right now, as it sits, the most boring team in the NHL.
Oh, jeez. I'll tell you this, like, they're 4-0, so they're not going to care that it hasn't been too pretty. But Vancouver has found some really interesting ways to win their games. I mean, last night was the first time they won a game this year, and they actually led. And some of their games, they've slowed them down to a crawl. But sometimes you got to do that to win. And so I think, you know, right now I've watched all four of Vancouver's games. They keep it really tight. And I think that will be the way. It gets funny. Edmonton is a fast team, obviously. Winnipeg's a fast team. Toronto's a fast team. Montreal's trying to be a fast team. Ottawa, for sure. I think Vancouver is the one team in Canada that is going sort of right now, looks at its personnel and says, we got to go the other direction.
Yeah, that's a shame if you're in Vancouver.
You know what? They'll take the wins. You know what? You know how Bill Davis used to say bland is beautiful? Vancouver will say boring is beautiful.
Yeah, when you're
4-0.
Exactly. Elliot Friedman, our guest. Elliot, before we let you go, real quick, you, how happy are you that the Heritage Classic in Winnipeg is not in February?
Put it this way. One of the Buffalo reporters was telling me we got our Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary trip out in the second week of the season and not in February.
Yeah.
I think we'd all agree that this is the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And once again, something I've probably never said, have a great time in Winnipeg, Freach.
Let me tell you something. Winnipeg, if you can't have a good time there, you're the problem.
Okay. Well, I've been to Winnipeg and I've had a good time there. I think I don't remember most of that weekend, though.
I have a feeling I'll be seeing that on Monday.
All right, have a good one. Take care.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. Elliot Friedman, NHL Insider, brought to you on the Calpine Ford Lincoln in Aurora. George.
I like how the Buffalo writers are carving Winnipeg. You know you live in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really carve
That's like
anybody.
Me making fun of you because you're out of shape. Who am I? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're both out of shape.
One more than the other.
If you want to go run around,
flip a coin.
And speaking of our poll question, in honor of the Minnesota Wild, who is the most boring NHL franchise? And you might be surprised. Our leader, 34%, say the New Jersey Devils.
Mm. They got Taylor Hall now.
That's right. 29% say Columbus. 19% say Ottawa. And 18% say Minnesota.
How much hate comments are we getting?
Just the one. Some guy sent me a note. Had an F in it.
That's nice.
Had an F.
Got me some hate comments.
And something about the Devils have actually won a few Stanley Cups, so step the off.
And somebody says, with all due respecting, I don't think the Devils should be on that list. They're a powerhouse in the early to mid-90s. Oh,
and they played
it's 2016.
And it's an exciting brand of hockey when they're winning those Cups.
And they could be blamed
for
the regression of hockey.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, on a more brighter note, we have Leafs Panthers tickets coming up.
How much do you think it's... Jacques Lemaire is with the Toronto Maple Leafs now, is he not?
He is.
How much do you think it kills him to watch this wide-open style of hockey?
That's probably bothers him, man.
How many times do you think he's in the press box going, what is this? Crap!
He tells Marner and Matthews, whoa, gentlemen, slow it down a little bit out there.
Stand closer to the red line.
How about just dumping the puck in?
7:46, hold on. We've got some free stuff coming up in just a second. John Morosi after 8 o'clock as well. That free stuff, though, Leafs Panthers tickets for Thursday. We'll get to that and your fail of the day next. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Dean Blundell and Company's Fail of the Day.
That's when I blow it.
You blew it!
Do-do-do, do-do-do. It's tough being on the radio. Sometimes you say stuff you probably shouldn't. I never have. TV's even worse because you can't walk that back right away. And they see you do it. Here you just hear us, and I could blame George.
That was the first time.
That was George. I'd like you to meet Eric Phillips, NBC 12 reporter from Virginia, who had a problem like Ron Burgundy with the teleprompter while he was doing his news report.
Check your panties. About 175,000 rice. I think that was supposed to be pantries.
I couldn't warn you before I saw it, and I couldn't warn you, Eric. I'm so sorry.
About 175,000 rice and slow cookers are being recalled due to fire and electric shock hazards. If you have one, contact Three Squares to receive them and get a free replacement in your pantries.
I just want to say hi to the internet. Oh, just go ahead and say, just say hello to the internet. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm trying to get it together.
It's all good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's happened to all of us. Well, except me. Eric, you're fine. Eric
Check
Phillips.
Your panties. You're about 175,000 rice.
I will share it with you.
I wish that's the worst thing I've ever said.
I know.
It's not even close.
I know. Well, I don't want to go over it right now, though. Thanks. 754, there you go. Eric Phillips, your fail of the day. I'll tweet it out. You can share it with your friends. It's actually pretty funny. It's a cute little, it's not ground, it's a cute little internet video is what it is. We thought we'd keep it light and easy on a Friday.
Right.
Right?
There's way worse stuff on the internet.
Way worse. I'm hearing that there's adult features on the internet. I've recently discovered that. I did some research for like 6 hours yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
You just wanted to see adult if you movies. Liked it.
It's weird. Like, why? That's private. 754. Hold on. We've got some tickets to give away. We want to give them to you now. Caller number two. Want to go see the Leafs Panthers Thursday. 416-870-0590. 888-666-0590. *590 on your cell phone. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was watching those videos yesterday, doing some research on the internet. Because I heard there was adult videos on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? Yeah. And then I was like, those people are probably in love.
Look at that.
John Morosi coming up next. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.